in Bismarck. The Midwest faced unique corn disease issues, including southern rust and tire spot this past year. FMC Regional Technical Manager Gail Stratman says it was a perfect storm with very wet conditions last winter in the southern United States.
Then you had a lot of southern winds, south winds in late May through July to bring that inoculum north. And then think about what happened in the Midwest this summer. We had really warm nights through, you know, from late June, early July, on through August, and then we had a lot of moisture during that period. I mean, I don't know that I've seen a period of time where we had long stretches of high humidity like we did this year. Well, that's the perfect condition, absolutely perfect conditions for southern rust.
The inoculum was found as far north as North Dakota, near the Canadian border. Stratman says the fungicide decision should be based on what is happening south of you.
Understand from your retailers, your crop consultants, your university on what they're seeing early on in the field, because they're going to be your early detectors. They're going to pick up what's going on in the area and then allow that to help make your decisions. We don't want to go out and just prophylactically treat every field with fungicides. That's not good economics, that's not good biology. But we need to be prepared and understand if we've got a problem coming, how we can react and be prepared with things like our Adastrio fungicide and some other tools out there to get ahead of it and keep that crop protected and maximize ROI on that acre.
Ag Commissioner Doug Goring has announced